Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever you mind.
It seems cars these days have had all of the beautiful defining features ground off of them in the name of safety and efficiency. They all look the same and have been completely homogenized to death. Few cars on the road are instantly recognizable anymore, let alone adored the world over. All but one, anyway. Imagine a vehicle that no matter where you are, be it the plains of Africa, the bustling streets of Hanoi, or the back roads of South Carolina, anyone can point to it, and despite a difference in language, name it. In fact, its name has become so famous, it is used to describe an entire genre of vehicles, regardless of brand. My buddy Matt Lindahl and I were suffering from cabin fever about 20 years ago, and we would sit and talk about buying one, lusting over J.C. Whitney catalogs, dreaming about how we would accessorize our four-wheeled Muse. I didn't get one until last year, and it has become a parasite on my soul. I still find myself daydreaming about it, but I'm not working on it or riding in it. How many vehicles on the road today can make the claim that their noble heritage saved lives, won wars, and tamed jungles? Everyone that gets in one and goes for a ride gets the bug, and it's always been that way, and hopefully always will. On February 20th, 1941, a press conference was held on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building. One of these vehicles was used to nimbly drive up and down the steps to the veranda in front of the building. After giving a ride to some senators, congressmen, and reporters, one of them asked the manufacturer representative what the vehicle was called. His response? We call it a Jeep. The story appeared the next day in the Washington newspapers, and the rest is what we call history. The folklore is that the troops whose lives revolved around it named it after Eugene the Jeep, a character in the popular Popeye comic strip. Eugene the Jeep was a magical character that was small, able to move between dimensions, and could solve seemingly impossible problems. This week on I Made You This Mixtape, we're going to listen to a tribute tape to what many consider the greatest vehicle ever built. So if you see me bopping around in my 1973 CJ6, give me a wave or toot your horn, I'll do the same. As soon as I get around to wiring the horn back up, after I get the steering column restored, once I get those vintage steel wheels and hubcaps, never mind. Hold on, I need to press play.
Cruising along in a mud hole, and you're giving her Get yourself a Jeep, son. Maybe then you'll understand. Saw her sitting on the lot, stripe on the side, and the color was red. That thing was smoking hot. I went for a drive up and down the block, and then I looked at the salesman. He said, "Now you want a Jeep, son? Maybe now you'll understand." Well, it's a Jeep thing you wouldn't understand. It's a rough and rowdy and ready to ride. It ain't no minivan. When you're cruising along in a mud hole and you're giving her all you can, go and get yourself a Jeep. Maybe then you'll understand. I got mud, flying gears, grinding clutch, popping, papa, topping all day. Son, get her done, 40 feeling, 23. Well, it's a Jeep thing you wouldn't understand. Rough and rowdy and ready to ride. It ain't no minivan. But when you're cruising along in a mud hole and you're giving her all you can, go and get yourself a Jeep, son. Maybe then you'll understand. Go and get yourself a Jeep, son. Maybe then you'll understand.
long years. When I looked at that old blue tarp, my memories lit all kinds of sparks. She was a mess, but in my mind, she still shines.
Stereo blaring on her way. She's on her way. She shares a smile that might outbright the sun up there glaring. Ain't no care in the world for this girl. There ain't no comparing to today. Cause she's on her way. Back to my arms, she's on her. She lived upstairs from the boy down under and wondered if she came in and gave in to her craving. Would he ask her to stay and play? What could I say? Now she's in love, he can't get enough of his above neighbor. Sooner or later, them favors made them cave in and they were. Ooh, do I have to say? Instead tonight, cause girl, I'm missing you, wishing I was kissing you again. But I don't want you to be lonely when you only know me as your man. Hey, hey. She's gone, Charisse's thesis done, now she seems at peace. Is this the lover who could give her brothers, nephews and nieces someday? In a Jeep, she bops in a seat to the beat at a street light. It's a sight so sweet, cause she treats everything like everything's all right.
now she's on her way back to my arms. She's on her way back to my arms. She's on her way back to my arms.
Private Jackson had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep. They took a ride, the time flew by, and Jackson was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, my Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy took it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac, she wondered who designed it. Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes, they never thrilled her. But with Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep appeal. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier Chappie. If he comes Chug Chuggy in his old Blitz buggy, Bo Peep will be happy. Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep, her boyfriend made an error. He let her drive, goodness sakes alive, that Bo Peep, she's a terror. With throttle pushed down, she tore through town, the red lights didn't stop her. The soldier knew that they both were through when she sideswiped a copper. Now little Bo Peep, she's lost her Jeep. Oh my, why must her joy end? Now her little Jeep is laying in a heap, and the guardhouse has her boyfriend.
On your 25th birthday, in a room with a view, looking out at the ocean, is it laughing at you?
your starch white shirt and your stiff new shoes. Can you hear the past mocking in the foam and the blues? With a bong in the basement and a head in the game. All the 20s and 50s, they've been sounding the same. And they'll shake your head like a beast they take. But they can't touch a memory of a summer in flame. With the wind in my head and the heat on my feet. Now we got the top down, now we're feeling complete. No promise have I made. Jenny gave me a kiss, so I wrote her a letter. Would she see me sometime if it wouldn't upset her? I never got that call, I never felt so weak till we put the top down in your 88 G. Stuff my brother in the closet, the ship bottom police. Got an itch to bust Benny's, drinking beer in the street. Just beyond your grasp, still within your reach. It's a feeling of summer in your 88 G. With the wind in my hair and the heat on my feet. Now we've got the top down, now we're feeling complete. No promise have I made, no promise will I keep, till we run out of gas in your 88 G. Coming to in the morning on a Budweiser floor, a hungover sunrise slamming screen door. Through the boards and back, on the beach we'll sleep in fluorescent wetsuits in your 88 G. Now I'm working in Rahway with a view of the jail, but I'll carry it with me till the memory fails. We couldn't nail it down, it wasn't ours to keep, the unbearable freedom of your 88 G. With the wind in my hair, have I made, no promise will I keep, till we run out of gas in your 88 G. Thank you.
is screaming through the valley where the nation of botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, past CJ5 with a four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Well, he picked me up at exit 12 on the I-6A ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and then made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Now I got racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey's stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. Well, I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slashing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. And you dig it, Smokey. Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. About to bust my shocks. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired in 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey's stroking bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
hot summer day. What do I see? Cruising along, up ahead of me, a hottie in a Jeep. A hottie in a Jeep. The top is down, the doors are gone. She and the friends go rocking along. Hottie in a Jeep. To me,
hottie in a Jeep,
perfect American dream. So I pulled up and waved, went on my way. The wind was blowing, there was nothing left that I could say. Day pulling up at the beach. Guess who's parking right next to me? A hottie in a Jeep. 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 She means so much to me.
Honey in a Jeep.
Perfect American dream.
Honey in a Jeep. 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 Thank you.
Shirt, suntan, and a camo baseball cap. Doors off, aviators on. A faded pair of blue jeans. He's got a smile like I've never seen. Speakers rocking to a country song. I'm sorry, girls, but I just can't stay. Got some better things to do today. He just called and said he's on his way. Beep, beep, here comes my baby in his Jeep, Jeep. He drives me crazy, bouncing up and down all around town in his bucket seat, seat. He wants to take me on a back road. I'll go anywhere he wants to go. Through some shallow water, I ain't scared of getting wet. And later on, if I'm lucky, he'll take me back where the field gets muddy. And getting stuck is a good bet. He likes going where he ain't allowed. Good times are what he's all.
Go, go!
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you